You'll not be surprised to hear that COVID-19 has dominated the news every day for the last 2 weeks. We will bring you these stories later. But first, we have some other stories from the evening news. There was a dramatic fight at a newsagent's in Norwich when the heroic staff managed to foil a robber at 4 a.m. one morning. Another hero is the firefighter who saved an elderly couple when their car got stuck in floodwater on Green Lane near Thorpe End. Norfolk's beet sugar harvest is being threatened by aphids, but the Norfolk Wildlife Trust is very worried about a decision to allow farmers to use pesticides that have been banned because they could be killing bees. Potatoes are another important Norfolk crop, but one farmer is dismayed at the abuse of his honesty box policy. A Norwich care provider has been put into special measures after a Care Quality Commission inspection. Here is Elizabeth with the first of these stories.
A newsagent has described the moment she and her colleague tackled an armed would-be robber after an early morning raid. Owner, Boss Dasilu, was in the office of Steve McDonald News on Whittard Road, Norwich, at around 4 a.m. when a masked man entered demanding money, holding what appeared to be a hammer. Mrs. Dasilu pushed past the man to escape and called out to her colleague, Drago, who was outside at the time. The 59-year-old man said, "The man came in a mask and said, 'Where is your money?' He kept saying, 'Where is your money?' We started pushing each other. I had money in the office and he did not look at that. He wanted the big money. If I panicked, it would be worse. It was me and him inside this small office." Mrs. Dasilu, who had run the shop with her husband, Akintola, for 13 years, usually locked the door, but had not, due to another member of staff being on the premises at the same time. She said, "We pushed each other out of the office. I managed to escape and call my colleague. That's when they started to fight. I said to my colleague, 'He has a hammer.'" She said her colleague wrestled with the man, and to get the raider off him, she hit him on the head with a piece of wood. They left via the shop's back door to call the police. The raider attempted to leave by the front door, which was on a latch, and as a result caused damage to the ceiling and lights as he tried to force the door open. Police arrived and made an arrest. Despite the incident and the shop being closed due to investigation work, Mrs. Dasilu picked up the day's newspapers and sold them from outside the shop. A Norfolk police spokesman confirmed officers were called to the newsagent's shop in Whittard Road shortly after 4 a.m. after reports a man had entered the shop armed with what was described as a hammer and made demands. The spokesman said a man has been charged with criminal damage and aggravated burglary following the incident. He appeared before Norwich magistrates via video link and his case was sent to the city's Crown Court on February the 8th.
A hero firefighter involved in the dramatic rescue of an elderly man and woman from a submerged car said his team arrived in the nick of time. Chris Harding Hook was first into the floodwater under a railway bridge on Green Lane between Thorpe End and Great Plumstead to rescue the trapped occupants on Christmas Eve. Wading into the emergency without any specialist gear on, he ended up with his head just above the floodwater, which had reached the top of the car window. He smashed the passenger car window and pulled out a woman before two of his Sproston firefighter colleagues pulled out a man from the back of the Honda car. Mr. Harding Hook, 52, who is Red Watch manager at the Sproston station, said, "We got to the people in the absolute nick of time. The outcome could have been completely different. When we arrived just after 10 a.m, I knew the water rescue team was en route. There was a life-threatening situation. In my mind, I knew the people in the car were in desperate trouble. As firefighters, we are trained to risk our lives to save others. The greater the benefit to a rescue, the greater the risk we will take. Any firefighter would have done the same thing." He added, the man and woman, who were not a couple, were taken to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital to be checked over, but had since returned home. I believe they are both well, Mr. Harding Hook said. The firefighter has been in the frontline service for 26 years, including 3 years' experience within the Norfolk Fire Service water rescue team based at Carrow. He advised people not to travel in extreme weather, not to go into floodwater, and call 999 if they got into trouble or saw an emergency. The day before the rescue, a mother of two and her children were rescued from her car after it got stuck in the same spot. Since both incidents, Green Lane has been temporarily closed for monitoring following a Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service investigation. A Norfolk County Council spokesperson said, we are working to swiftly identify longer-term solutions to help alleviate the flooding problem at this location.
Norfolk Wildlife Trust has criticised an alarming decision to allow some farmers to temporarily use pesticides previously banned over fears they could be killing bees. Sugar beet growers have been granted emergency authorization to use neonicotinoid seed treatments to kill aphids carrying yellow virus disease, a disease which destroys many plants last year. The chemicals were banned in 2019 due to fears over their impact on bees and pollinators. DEFRA agreed with farming groups who said neonicotinoids were the only way to combat a very real threat to the sugar beet industry, and said stringent controls would be in place to ensure the chemicals are not absorbed into flowering plants. Pamela Abbott, chief executive of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust, said there was an urgent need to reduce the use of pesticides to reverse drastic decline of insects and pollinator population. The evidence of the impact this group of pesticides is having on our wildlife is growing, as is public awareness of the associated ecological crisis, she said. Hundreds of thousands of people came together across Britain over the last decade to call for better protection of our bee population and for these highly toxic pesticides to be banned. We need urgent action to restore the abundance of our insect populations, and this is an alarming move which will destroy a species we all depend on.
A potato farmer has spoken of his dismay after seeing people repeatedly abuse his honesty box policy by paying for goods with illegal tender, buttons and washers. Since Peter Ketteringham, whose business is known as the Potato Men, introduced the box, he has seen people contribute US dollars, redundant British currency, and even French francs in exchange for sacks of spuds and egg trays. The honesty box, which relies on customers giving exact money, was put in earlier this year as a response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Before the virus emerged, Mr. Ketteringham's 84-year-old father would run the independent farm shop as a way to occupy himself and to socialise. But when the pandemic started, he could not carry on this duty, so the honesty box was brought in to allow the trade to continue. Rather than being in the pay-what-you-can mould, though, the potatoes and eggs have fixed prices which customers are trusted to meet. Mr. Ketteringham, though, has revealed the extent to which some people abuse the policy, saying the farm may be forced to scrap it. He said, we've had pretty decent CCTV installed looking at the box, and it's so frustrating to look at. You can clearly see people either putting their empty hands up to the box and pretending to pay, or even that they've got in, what they've got in their hands. People know exactly what the prices are and exactly what they are doing. The worst thing is having to watch somebody deceive you. Mr. Ketteringham, who sells the potatoes and eggs from Low Farm Drayton, said he did not want to stop trading from there because it provides a service to the community, but that he may have no other choice. He said, we've informed the police who are investigating, but the people who do it are spoiling it for the trustworthy people that use it properly, those we are trying to support. We really want to keep doing it, but the thefts are doing my head in, and I do not know how much more I can take.
A care provider has been put into special measures following an inspection that found unsafe practices that mean people were at risk of avoidable harm. Fisher Healthcare East Anglia, based in West End Street, Norwich, provides personal care to people living in their homes. The Care Quality Commission, CQC, said it had carried out an inspection after receiving concerns about the management of medicines, infection control, safeguarding people from the risk of abuse, staffing levels, and the management of the service. In a report, inspectors rated the service inadequate and put it into special measures. They said risks to people's safety had not been adequately assessed or managed, and incidents had not always been reported or investigated. The provider told us of several incidents where they had reported concerns of actual or alleged abuse to the local authority, as is required, the report said. However, this has not happened in all cases, and therefore the systems in place were not fully effective at protecting people. Staff also told inspectors the service's on-call phone was sometimes not answered. The CQC said the service had also not conducted all the required checks on some staff, including one worker employed in 2018 who had previously been convicted of a criminal offence. They continued to work for the service until they were jailed in October 2020. The provider told us they had not been made aware at any time this staff member was being investigated, the report said. The service has been told to make significant improvements before a re-inspection in 6 months, or it could lose its registration,